I'm here in the Making Contact studio with Brian MacArthur. He's the director of the feature-length film A Choice of Weapons. This movie was made with the help of the San Francisco-based youth media training program, Conscious Youth Media Crew. And first, I just want to say thanks for coming here, Brian.
No, thanks for having me.
This was a really ambitious project you guys undertook. First off, it's a full-length film, running at a little over 60 minutes. But what's even more impressive was that it was written and directed entirely by youth from San Francisco. Can you start by telling the audience what this movie's about?
The story is about D'Angelo King. He's like a little knucklehead, and he's growing up in the Bayview, which is located in San Francisco. And he's facing issues such as environmental racism, gang injunctions, evictions. He has a cousin named Ruby that's using digital media to tackle all the issues that are going on in the community. And actually, D'Angelo helps her in that fight.
We're going to hear a clip from the movie right now. And in this clip, we hear a bit of a conversation between D'Angelo and his cousin Ruby. D'Angelo's gone down a bad path. The movie starts out with him murdering somebody over a few dollars. He's being evicted. He has no job, and he just doesn't seem to care about his life. His cousin Ruby's trying to get him on the right path. She's trying to get him to see the bigger picture, see what's really going on around him in his neighborhood, and to get him involved. So here's the clip.
D, what are you like, 20 years old? You don't work or go to school. So what are you doing with yourself?
I'm saying though, I'm not no sucker, and most definitely jobs is for suckers, yo. I got mad though.
Well, what about the eviction?
What about it?
You just really don't get it. D, it's bigger than that. It's bigger than just moving from house to house. Don't you see what's going on? All the construction? The new condos they building out here? Look around you. Don't you see? Ain't nothing but boarded up units up and down the streets.
So in this scene, you hit a very big issue that's facing the Bayview Hunters Point neighborhood. But also we see two characters interacting that represent very different elements of the community. How did you develop these two characters?
The characters were developed from real people, like friends, families. Just our experiences of living in Hunters Point, interacting with people that live in the community.
I mean, this movie feels really real, which maybe because it's really a movie about the Bayview Hunters Point neighborhood coming from people living in it. I guess a big question I have is, what was it like shooting on location there in the Bayview?
Me and the crew, we always said this one thing, and we kept saying, like, making the movie is more of a movie than actually filming the movie. I mean, there were times where we were in danger. There were times where we were just, like, out at sea, and we never thought we'd make it to land. It was very eye-opening. It was very educational, just seeing, like, you know, the information that we soaked up and the information that people that live in the community don't even really know about their own community soaked up.
Can you give me some, do you have any concrete examples, some stories?
There were times we were, like, in the middle of potential shootouts, you know? It's times like that where you're like, okay, I'm making a movie, but, you know, I gotta drop the camera before, you know, something happens.
Another technique that you guys used to make this movie feel so real was splicing documentary footage into the story, which flows so well because in the movie, first Ruby and then D'Angelo are working on a documentary. So in this scene, we're about to hear D'Angelo's hit rock bottom, and he realizes he doesn't want to keep living his life as a criminal. So he picks up his cousin Ruby's camera and he hits the streets. And here's the clip.
About the asbestos. Hell, I'm dying.
What happened? Tell me what's going on.
I have stomach cancer.
Yeah.
And I'm dying of asthma.
Yeah.
My name is Rosalind Y. Olivia. Bell Whitfield. And I remember when all this was water out here.
Yeah. What you know about the evictions and stuff, though? Like?
The evictions? There's no such thing as evictions. They either kill you with pills, give you dope and drugs, or they just put your black ass out.
So why did you decide to make this movie this way, flowing in and out of documentary style and narrative film?
It wasn't more like we decided to make the movie that way. That's just how it was. Whether or not we decided to stage something, like the environment, it talked back to us, the community talked back to us. So that particular scene was unscripted. You know, we walked up to a lady in the community, we asked her a question, and she just spilled it all on us.
you're saying that that last scene wasn't scripted. You were just talking to people on the streets. How were they responding to you being there, making a movie about, you know, their lives, their neighborhood?
It was activism. Our character, D'Angelo, he actually went out there and he really physically got people to sign petitions to preserve the neighborhood. A lot of times it wasn't making a movie. It was being a part of the fight. And the community embraced it. They loved us for that.
Tell you what, you do good in school, get good grades, graduate, make your mom proud, you can have this bike, yo.
Man, by then it's gonna be all messed up. I ain't gonna want it then. But I tell you what, you give me that camera and buy me a new bike, we cool.
This camera?
Yeah, man.
Yo, it's a done deal. You be cool, you be cool, baby, bruh. Stay off these streets, man. Do good in life. Represent for the people who couldn't, right?
D'Angelo was passing a torch to the youngster. Just basically, you know, he's the next. You know, he has to document the future and tell the stories and be there. So people know about the community, so people know about what's really going on. And I think it's important that he says that to him at a young age, because, you know, what if D'Angelo had someone there, you know, when he was young, like, telling him to be on, like, on the right path? He probably would have been more like a Ruby.
All of you people who made this film are coming out of this youth media training program, the Conscious Youth Media Crew, which is about reaching out to at-risk youth and getting them connected and getting them involved using a video camera. And I was wondering how much of D'Angelo's story comes from your own experiences working with the Conscious Youth Media Crew.
Like, just for us, like, you really don't realize how much power you have, like how much power your voice has until you actually get out there and do something, you know? It Conscious Youth, you know, created that platform for us to where we could voice our opinions. And for D'Angelo, the platform was created in the same way. And then once he started doing it, he started believing in it.
Like, what sort of stories do you want to share with people? What sort of messages do you want to get out with your video camera?
I like to, like, really dig into issues, like community issues, and find out what's really going on in the community from the people in the community, because each community has, like, a lot of history. Like, the Bayview has, you know, their own Rosa Parks, their own Martin Luther Kings, and if you don't keep your community, like, thriving, if you don't tell the stories of the community, like, it'll just be gone forever. Nobody will ever know about it.